grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries.
No, he says. He says how great of a price they are. He says, you know how great of a price they are.
To the sunny side.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Can't
you know how great of a price they are.
Mics are on.
What?
Mics are on.
Oh, shoot. I gotta get a bigger red light.
Life can be so sweet.
Somebody in the room just came back from Nashville, Tennessee.
Who?
You.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh. We need to talk about why you were in Nashville. I think I have an idea.
You do?
Yep. I ain't gonna say anything till the music's over.
A woman is a lot like a refrigerator. They're about 6 feet tall, 300 pounds. They make ice and... Oh, wait a minute. Actually, a woman is more like a beer. They smell good. They look good. You'd step over your own mother just to get one. But you can't stop. You want to drink another woman. So I says, yeah, if you want that money, come and find it, because I don't know where it is, you baloney. You make me want a wreck.
You know, Friday, I think I got to hear 10 minutes of the show. When Paul Harris does that homer, his homer is good.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard the donuts. I can't do it. But then I forgot what he said, but he just kept saying, whatever you just said. It's pretty. Don't tell him I said it was good.
No.
No.
Never tell him that.
Never.
If he ever says, hey, has Frank ever mentioned hearing my homer? Say no.
Yeah,
no, he hasn't.
Good homer.
What?
Dion does a pretty good homer.
Not bad.
I can do a decent homer.
Well, do donuts.
Donuts.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad, homie.
That's right, Marge.
We got to find somebody who does Bart. That's the one I wish I could do.
Oh, yeah.
Bart Simpson. Yeah, Nancy Cartwright.
Way up like this or something.
No, that's Rob Hardcastle.
Oh.
I still haven't been fired from saying that yet. Welcome. Let's start here. Welcome, everybody. Because every day you listen, it could be the last day.
You never know.
You know. I'll give you, this is a dramatization.
Yeah, come in.
Oh. Mike, did you want to see me?
Yeah, sit down.
Frank?
I thought it was Mick.
No, that's another one.
Oh.
Another one of them. sit down. What's up? Somebody on the show did a real voice. You said that sounded like Bob Hardcastle. Did you do that? Yes, I did. Get your things together. We don't need you here anymore. Goodbye.
Wow.
That was a dramatization.
Now then, what would happen when you walked out of the office? There,
well, then they'd run an ad immediately. Radio station for sale.
Would you have to call us and tell us?
Oh yeah, they hate you.
Oh okay.
Yeah, you're only here because of me. If I go, you're gone.
Yeah. So
yeah, I've already discussed that with them.
So you would? They
take
hate
you
us?
Down with me.
They hate. Peon and me also, too? Both
oh, sure.
Of us?
Oh, sure. They always have.
Oh.
They don't pay you. They wouldn't have you.
I know. How would that How would that call go, though, to us?
Well, something like this. Oh, wait. Who's doing what here?
I'll do.
Oh, okay. I got to do the pickup first.
Okay.
Yeah, the receiver being picked up.
Hello?
No, you have to wait for...
Oh, the pickup.
Okay. There's a sound it makes.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Take three. That was the sound. That was the pickup sound.
The number you have dialed is no longer in service.
Oh, somebody already called. No. You're out of warranty. You already had your phone disconnected.
Okay, go ahead. Do it again.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, you're back?
Yeah, hi, Frank. How you doing?
I've been better.
Really?
Yeah, you're out of work.
What?
You're out of work.
What?
Yeah, they fired me, and that means you're fired, too.
Oh, my God!
Well, Dan, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You know what, Dan?
What?
I bet I'd sound better if I stopped holding my nose shut. Hang on.
Probably.
Can you hear me better now?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
And see, that wasn't a good dramatization because only one end of the conversation would be,
you know, filter.
The other one would be the person in the room. We need to work on that. We need to work on that bit a little bit. Let me welcome everybody. It is May 8th, 2017, A.D., Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. And what did they say when it was 00? Was there a year 0000? Was that a year? I mean, it had to be.
Yeah.
And
I don't think they called it zero back then because they wouldn't have known it was zero.
Was there one, a year one? Hey, hon, what year is it? One.
Oh, I got to get some
kind of be ridiculous if you were 75 years old and somebody said, hey, it's year one. You go, what?
Year one. I put zero on the
last
check.
About that stuff, though. I mean, according to, you know, our calendar, this is the 217th year that we're in. So there had to be 2017. See how fast time goes? I don't even know how 2,000 years has gone by before I know it. So there had to be a year one, which means there had to be less than 1 year. Like, what's the date? Yeah. What year is this again, honey? It's .2. What about if it was the year? Pian's got a good point. Somebody was 75 years old in year one or three.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, Jim, how old are you again?
I'm 82.
And what year were you born?
-71.
Or would they just say, but they couldn't say B.C. because they didn't know C hadn't come yet, right?
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. That
we're showing our religious ignorance.
That bit that I played from Louis C.K. a few weeks ago where he's saying how amazing it is how we've gotten everybody on Earth to agree that this is the year that it is.
Right.
Just
even people who don't believe in Jesus.
Right.
They still go along with, okay, we'll do that calendar.
That's what and then at the end of the bit he goes, even people like ISIS, where they go, death to all Christians in the year 2017.
Yeah, nothing funnier than that ISIS. That's a funny outfit.
ISIS on the cake, yeah.
Yeah. What's that?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, Dan, all I know is you said, hey, I just got back from Nashville. I'm assuming Tennessee, not Illinois.
Yes, Nashville, Tennessee. That's right.
Here's why I think you were there.
Okay.
It wasn't long ago, it was 4 or 5 years ago, I guess. Seems like you rediscovered your bass guitar, blew the dust off of it, and realized that you could probably still play. And then you found some buddies, and there was a band, and then the next thing you know, the band's got gigs, and you're a bass player again. And I think that you think you're probably good enough to go to Nashville. So this weekend, you went to Nashville with your guitar and went in one of those little cafes they have, like the Bluebird, where raw young talent goes up on stage and sings. It's kind of like the equivalent of the Improv or the Comedy Store for guitar players. But you came back because no one wanted you, because you realized you can't get up on stage with just a bass guitar and sing a song.
Yeah, it's kind of tough.
I hear that train a coming.
Yeah. That was a little tough.
So why did you go to Nashville?
Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds doing an acoustic show.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, I know. They're new. They're fairly new. But they do an acoustic. They've been touring the world, actually, doing the acoustic thing. It's just Dave and Tim.
Now, tell the truth. Are you, at some point, are you still hoping that maybe Tim will come up to you? Because he's Dave Matthews. He's the number two guy. I mean, he'd come up to you and go, Dan, get out of that SH hole you're working in and come with us on the road and play. You're too good to be at the little radio station. You hoping maybe that'll happen?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay, honesty. I like that.
He's already asked me, and I said, no, Tim, no.
My home is with the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
That's right.
And I can't abandon them.
I cannot do that.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. So you were there because they were playing there?
Yeah, we went up there because they were playing there. It just so happens that the Blues were also playing there yesterday.
Oh, man.
Which didn't turn out all that great.
No, it didn't.
And we were in a bar yesterday with...
Drowning your sorrows.
Oh, no. It was Tootsie's is the name of the bar, and it's right across the street from the arena where they play.
Yeah.
And there were people... Nashville is incredible. It is, first of all, it's so much fun. And you're right. There is music. You walk down the street, and there's a different band playing in every single bar down Broadway.
Yeah.
And there was a band playing in Tootsie's yesterday.
Tell me they were called the Seventh Planet.
No.
Rip-off? No. Okay.
No. Interestingly enough, they were excellent. I mean, they had a girl playing fiddle. And this girl was unbelievable. She could sing like you wouldn't believe. The guy was a great singer. This band was really, really good. Never once in the... We were there for at least two and a half hours while they were playing. Never once did they say the name of their band.
You know what would be funny? You know who Clive Davis is?
Yeah.
He's like, still, he's old, but he's still considered that guy that if he discovers you, boom, Arista record, you're on your way. Mm-hmm. It'd be funny if you found out they signed a band, unheard of, new band, and they signed them strictly because they love the name. And the name of the band was Uranus.
Yeah.
And you're Seventh Planet. So close. Yeah. So close.
Oh, man. It is. So we went up. We went up with some friends and stuff, and we did that. One of the people was a Missouri State Highway Patrol, and his wife, and then
he was in the band.
No, not in the band. He was
visiting.
We were all kind of together and hung out together and everything. And we were walking across the street, and you know how now the crosswalks have those beeping sounds.
Right.
For blind people.
Yeah. And we're sitting there, and we're all talking about it. Listen to that thing. And then it goes to a different chirp when you're able to walk. And so we're all talking and saying, that chirp is kind of annoying, but it's for deaf people. So we pulled one of your wife's things, but it was all of us. And we're like, is it for deaf people? And we're like... Everybody's like, yeah, we knew it was for blind people, but we kept saying deaf people. We went and asked Larry, who's the highway patrol, and he said, yeah, it's deaf people.
It was contagious.
I know. So
wow,
that was the running joke the rest of the weekend, but it was an incredible time, and Nashville is so much
fun. Where'd you stay?
We stayed at the Sheraton Music City over by the airport.
Yeah.
So we weren't actually right in downtown Nashville.
Yeah. Dan couldn't quite afford the Opryland Hotel.
Oh,
so
no.
He stayed, the group of farmers built a hotel called the Okra Land. It's just all okra.
Oh. Vegetable,
and it's served vegetables every meal.
Fried okra.
Yeah. Or Oprah Land Hotel. Oprah owns it.
It's a fried okra. We did when we were leaving this morning. We stopped and got some gas, and there's this guy in the gas station. I was going to video him, and I should have, and I didn't. He just starts talking to us. He's playing the lottery. Yeah, I want a couple of scratch-offs. And he talked like that. And then he followed us out to the car, and he starts talking, kept talking to us about, yeah, I won the lottery one time. I won $3,000, and they took this out. And my mom.
You said you should have taken that money and had your adenoids taken out.
I know. Yeah. My mom goes to church, and he was started talking about his mom, his dad. They're both adopted, and yeah, he ran through his whole family.
Sounds like
history.
My wife. She tells everybody everything about us when she meets
him. Oh, man, this guy. And then finally somebody came up that he knew, and he goes, hey, Bob, how you doing? And he walks over to him and starts talking to him. It's like, man. But it was funny. I was going to try and video him because it reminded me of you doing how you sounded a long time ago.
It wasn't far off from my old voice.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
But that was...
You didn't get to meet any of my people, though, because you were in Nashville. Nashville's in Middle Tennessee.
Yeah.
My people were my people. My hillbilly hick friends and family were in West Tennessee. You were in the middle, East Tennessee, the Smokies.
Mm-hmm.
That's the spectacular part.
There were the Smoky. There's a couple that was Matt and Tia. They are going to the Smokies after this. They're leaving for the Smokies today and making a couple of days of that too. But Nashville, I haven't been there since I worked at Kix, which is in the early 90s, because we went there for the CMAs, but and stayed at the Opryland Hotel. I got to stay there, but
yeah, nice place.
Yeah, but I haven't been there in so long. It is such, they call it Nash Vegas. That's what they call it now.
I've never heard anybody call
that's
it.
What, no. That's what people are calling it down there.
Really? People are Vegas. Calling it Nash Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
Pian, have you ever heard anybody say
no.
that?
No.
I've heard it. Either. That's all I heard.
I think you made it
there.
Up. No, I think you just made it up.
I heard it down there.
I heard the hockey people calling it Smashville.
Smashville?
I guess because the, I don't know. Yeah, there were signs for it up in their arena. I don't know what that means.
Either. Oh. Well,
I know they do that car smash thing before each game. Maybe that's why.
Oh, they did that. But they ended up donating the money that they got from that to the St. Louis flood victims and stuff.
Or maybe that radio guy, Smash, he works in Nashville now, and he owns the market. He's the biggest thing there, Smashville.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to Smashville.
We had our Blues stuff on yesterday, our Blues T-shirt and everything, and we were getting booed all over the place, but there were plenty.
Wouldn't it be funny if they didn't even notice you had the Blues shirt on and they were just booing you because you're Dan Strauss?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you guys boo me because I got a Blues shirt on?
No.
Oh, we didn't notice that. Now we'll boo you more.
Yeah. No, but they...
Was Tammy with you?
No, Sandy.
I mean, why do I do that? Why do I do that?
I don't know.
No, I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry. Was Sandy with you?
Yes.
Do you want? Now, you stayed at the Sheraton whatever, so they were able to accommodate the two separate beds and all that? Or did you have to get adjoining rooms, or how'd that work?
No,
you're
no.
Not married.
We had two separate beds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, in the same room?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, that had to be tempting. Did she try to touch you or anything? I mean, you got to remind her you're not married.
Yeah,
we're not married.
I had to. I had to constantly remind her.
Yeah, women are like that. They're all handsy and everything, and then you got to go. Not now.
Yeah,
we're not married. It leads to stuff.
And then she had a bad back. Her back was like having a back spasm or something too. So
no, her back is fine. She's setting you up for in case you decide to be together permanently, so she can throw that back there. Remember, I told you I had a bad back. Yeah, I mean, wake up, man.
Yeah. Mm. Oh yeah, I know.
They use that stuff.
They do.
Well, I didn't say. I guess that's Burke segment material. Welcome back to Nashville, and anybody beyond anything.
I do, but yes, we should
break. We'll come back and we'll hear Peon. Good luck topping that one.
Yeah, well,
that's crazy. Know.
Yeah, we stayed at this hotel and we heard some music.
Yeah,
that stuff to
and watch the Blues lose. Oh, I did walk up to a table in the restaurant. All these fans came over from the game, and then they sat down. I knew they were all Predators fans sitting there with their jerseys on and everything. And I walked up with my Blues thing on, and I said, "Hi, I'm Dan. I'll be your waiter this afternoon. Today's special."
Man, I'll bet they burst out laughing at that.
They did. They
That's
said,
a funny one.
I said, "Today's special is strychnine and rat poisoning."
Let me just explain something to people who don't know Dan. He probably really did that.
I did.
Oh, of course
he did. He would do
that. I would never even question that.
There is no way. You know, most people would be thinking, "I got to get this Blues thing off as fast as I can before people see it and beat me up." Not him.
No.
He walks right over to him and humbles himself. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they did laugh.
They did, and I congratulated him.
Now, do you ever think that people are laughing like it's a sympathy laugh when they laugh at you?
Maybe.
We feel so sorry for this guy. Let's laugh at him.
It might be, but you know what? I don't care as long as they laugh.
Okay. Well, that's a true comedian right there. All right, we'll take a break. We come back. We'll see what Peon has. I will tell you for the 8,000,000th time. Maybe not that, but I've told you a lot of times that I bank at First Community Credit Union, and it's no secret why I bank there. I bank there because they decided to come on board and pick up the slack that was left by a bank whose president chose to abandon us like an idiot. And then he was fired after a year. Too late, the damage had been done, and I had met the folks at First Community Credit Union, and I'm glad I did. And it is true that sometimes just things work out for the best. So I'd like to thank that guy that former president of that bank we used to speak for, thank you for letting this show go and for taking them off the air. It was one of many things that cost you your job. But because you did that to us, we were able to find this tremendous place called First Community Credit Union. So thank you. First Community Credit Union is now where I bank and have for years, many years. They have everything that any one of you listening needs from a place to bank. What do you want? Checking? Of course. Debit card, credit card, car loan. Of course, of course, of course. Check, 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 check. They have all that. They also have 43 locations, which makes them the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. I don't really know enough about banks to know if that's a big deal or not. I would think it would be. I think you have to be pretty stable and growing to have 43 locations. They do. And they also are the exclusive sponsors of a show that many of you listened to just this past Saturday, the large morning yard sale, the First Community Credit Union yard sale. Well, sponsors of the large morning show in the afternoon also. So one way to thank would just be going and say, hey, thank you for sponsoring those things. The other way would be move your banking business over. It's not hard to do. Your bank will be sad. They'll act sad to see you go. If they really wanted you, they'd have been a better bank, and you'd be more than just another customer by now. So think about it. First Community Credit Union, go and have some popcorn. Tell them your AM and the PM, and thank them for the yard sale. Website, firstcommunity.com. All right, I can't help it. Let's just put it this way. One of the last 10 commercials we played could be the worst commercial I've ever heard in my life. That's it. We'll leave it there. That way I can't get in quite enough trouble to get fired. So, here we are, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Yeah. Oh, no, he had it.
Oh. Right, you tipped him off, Dan.
No, I didn't. I did not. I would never tip him off.
We talked over it. We should probably do it again.
No.
We talked over it. No? No.
I think everybody heard it all right.
We got part two, and I know you're on the edge of your seats, part two of the Burke segment. But first, a word from one of our sponsors. This one is Gateway Lock and Security. I grew up until I was 50. We didn't come up here till I was 15. So I lived in two hick hillbilly towns. I was born in Humboldt, Tennessee. I know, never heard of it. And then when I was 7, we moved to an even hickier part of the state, Savannah, Tennessee. Savannah, which was right next to Crump, which was right next to Adamsville, which was next to Selmer, Tennessee. Get the picture? Yeah. Now, my point is, when I was a kid, I never, ever remember us locking our doors to our house or the car. We just didn't do it. There was a screen door from the little concrete pad we called a carport into the little, 1,000-square-foot house. And it was one of those screen doors with that spring on it that slammed. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
And that spring, when it would break, it would just hang down and the door would flop. It was a screen door. And nobody locked the door. Those days are long over. I don't care if you live in the smallest town, big city. You can't live like that. You can't go to sleep without locking your doors, because either the world has more scumbags in it than they used to, or we just weren't aware of it. So, security is a good idea. I don't care where you live. The best form of security, and then there are lots. If you have them all, that's even better. You got a big dog, and a shotgun being racked, and that, plus the surveillance camera is great. But if you don't have all of it, and the other part's a lot easier, a dog and a shotgun. But surveillance cameras put in properly, put in right, what a fantastic deterrent that is. I told you the story last week at my son's, the restaurant where he works in Osage Beach. They hit the parking lot of the restaurant next door, but they have video of them pulling in, and it's apparent they see the cameras, and they leave and drive next door, where, by the way, they have no cameras. They have no outside cameras at the other restaurants, so they, had some fun stealing and damaging, and they're still looking for them because they weren't able, without cameras, to identify him. All they could see in my son's video was the edge of his parking lot where they had kind of pulled in, and then he turned around and left because they saw cameras. So cameras, two great things about them, and you got to have them put in right by gateway lock and security. You can do it yourself. You'll be sorry, probably. Gateway Lock and Security does this. This is what they do for a living. And what a great, the great feeling of knowing you were able to bring the police in and go, here, look, play the video. There they are doing their thing. Or there he is or she is or whatever. That's actually concrete evidence that they worked and are helping you catch the bad guy. What's better, though, unfortunately you'll never know how often this happens, is nobody bothers you or your business or your family or your home, because only the stupidest of stupid criminals would look up and see these cameras put in by Gateway Lock and Security and then go ahead and do their thing. They already have you. They have your picture. Move on. Gateway Lock and Security, do me a favor. Go to their website. That's the only thing I'm asking you to do right now, is just go to the website. It's easy. GatewayLockandSecurity.com. And now here's Peon with his contribution to the Burke segment.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have either of you
ever
heard of a thing called fidget spinners?
No.
Fidget
spinners? It sounds
spinners?
Sexual.
No, it's not. I had no idea what this was until about a month ago. My nephew had one. We were at my parents' house for Easter, and my nephew, who is 10, had one of these.
Is it some kind of seizure?
No. No, it's a toy.
Call the doctor. He's having a fidget spinner.
No, it's a toy.
Oh.
It looks like a, I don't even know what, like a propeller. It's got, but the propellers are kind of circular, and they're made with skateboard ball bearings.
Okay.
And so what you do, it's just, the woman that invented these, came up with them for kids who have, or adults who have ADHD, you know, something to keep them, their brain occupied, you know, just something. That's why it's called a fidget spinner. So if you're a fidgety person, mm-hmm. you're supposed to, and you just spin the thing, and it spins on these ball bearings. So this apparently is the newest thing.
How big is it?
Every kid has. It's about the size of the palm of your hand.
Okay.
And so they're having issues now in schools because now every kid wants to have one. Once you see another kid have one.
Where do you get? I've never heard of it. Where do you get these?
Oh, they're everywhere.
And, everywhere?
Yes.
I'm looking. I don't see one.
I mean, you're not looking in the toy stores, apparently. But
I don't go there anymore.
Now they're the teachers are having problems. They're trying to ban them from their classroom because now it's instead of just occupying the person who's doing it, attention, you get other kids now looking at this person spinning this thing. You'll have to, I'll bring up a picture and show you guys.
But is there, like with a Rubik's Cube, is there a levels of success with it, or you just spin it?
No, it's just strictly for fidgeting. It's just, it's
like those stress balls.
Yes. And there's another one called the Cube, and it looks like the size of a die, you know, right. One dice. And it has, like, one side has, like, four clicky buttons on it. Another side has, like, a joystick on it. And so they sell these products now for people. And, you know, we've talked about before how everybody wants to either diagnose themselves with ADHD or ADD. Right. Or doctors, I think, are very more apt to do
happy.
That now. Right. I don't think nearly as many people have as serious problems as,
you know what, it's like gluten. I just read my son sent me the greatest article on gluten and what a complete sham it was. Like the people that think they're allergic to gluten.
Oh, it's strictly for people who have like celiac disease.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And how harmful it is to avoid it. If you know, I mean, so yeah, I guess I
but
can.
The reason why I brought this up, I just saw an article. Cause, so I've seen this all over the place the last month. Once my nephew had it, I see it, you know, it's stories about him online now. And this article about the woman who invented it didn't get a dime off it. And now,
really?
Yes, because apparently, you know, like anything else, she took it around to different companies and pitched it. But, the, you know,
No, I'm sorry, we're not interested. And as soon as she walked out, get a patent on this.
Right, yes.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, this is the new kit craze in schools. Because I guess...
No batteries.
No.
It just spins or rolls or whatever.
Right.
I'm trying to visualize this. You know what? I'll look up a picture of it during a break.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll show you a picture. Fidget spinner.
Yeah. So, it's the must-have toy, apparently, of 2017.
You would think the company that stole that idea, just ripped that right out from under her, would have some sort of heart to give her some sort
of compensation. Well, the problem is, if she never patented anything...
Yeah, I know.
Every company can make their own.
Yeah.
So it's not like one company stole it. They probably all did.
And then you have to prove that you showed them that idea before they came up with it on their own.
Who came in to see us? No.
Never heard of her.
And it's like anything else. They're all different colors now, and all the kids, you know, I'm sure,
Is it something an adult would enjoy playing with, or just no?
I mean, I guess so. If you're somebody, you know, it's like a stress ball thing. If you like something like that, or just something
I have stress balls. I have that. That's a condition.
Oh.
My doctor just told me, you've got stress balls. You must be married.
That's a different ailment. That's a different thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
But
and the word is blue, not stress.
Right. But the poor woman didn't get a dime from it. So
you think there's anybody out there who doesn't know what that means, blue balls?
Oh, there might be.
Your wife could be one of them. You know how clueless about some of that stuff she is.
Mm-hmm. I guarantee she didn't know what that means. Okay, good example.
You'll have to ask her.
Yeah, just secretly record it.
And then she'll go, they're blue?
Hey, are you familiar with this condition I have?
Yeah.
So I'm going to take a look at that fidget spinner.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything comparable to that, though, because when we were kids, I remember kids got in trouble for bringing yo-yos to school.
Yeah.
And the teacher could always spot them because they bulge out of your pocket. Gary, give a yo-yo. I loved it when they would say no, and kid was just really well hung for an eighth grader. No, but we wouldn't bring yo-yos, and teachers hated it, and they confiscated them because the kid was sitting back there in his chair and kind of, you know, play with the yo-yo. But there was an end that you were seeking to get really good walking the dog or the cat's cradle or whatever those yo-yo things are. You know, you mastered that skill, where this thing, you just... play with it. There's no...
Right. It's not like a puzzle.
No,
it's not like a Rubik's Cube where you're trying to solve anything. You just...
Now, I will tell you the one thing, and this thing came out years ago, and I need to buy another one because mine broke. And I got kind of addicted to this thing, and I couldn't stop it, and I got pretty good at it. And it's that globe with a golf ball in it, and you have to set it on the tee, like a snow globe.
Oh, yeah, like a snow globe, yeah.
I love that thing.
Yeah.
And I got pretty good at it. I could, within 5 seconds, I could set it on the tee. And it took a while to figure out how to do it. But I really like that. I'm going to look for another. They're still out there. I can go online and go golf ball in a crystal globe tee and find it. Is that it for the Burke
segment? Yes, that was all I had.
Burke segment's officially closed. When we come back, probably after Jose, I will share with you the TV series that my wife and I this weekend binge-watched 14 episodes of.
Whoa.
Now, let's see, I believe 14 episodes. And that's a lot of, and they're an hour each, so it's 14 hours of TV. And it's really, really good. And it stars a guy who is kind of a major star, in the sense that Brian Dennehy is a major star, but he's not a leading man type star. And this guy has now been in 3 or 4 series that I've watched, and he's about as ugly. He's Steve Buscemi ugly in a different way.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, and he's another guy like Buscemi who had to look in the mirror one day and goes, I'm never going to be a star. Look at me.
Wow.
Look at my teeth. Look at this face. And there's a place for those guys. And this guy has found this niche, and he's butt ugly, but boy, is he believable in these roles. So we'll tell you about that after we come back from Jose doing his thing. But get ready to call, too, because if you've got any questions about TVs, laptops, phones, whatever, Jose will be here in the 4 o'clock hour. American Equity Mortgage will also be here in the 4 o'clock hour. Maybe not on the show, but doors will be open, and they'll be open for you if you need... I don't know that people go in to different mortgage companies, actually walk in the door and say, yeah, I'm thinking about a mortgage. Can I talk to you? I forgot how that process happens. I think you have to, at some point, some way, pick somebody to go to borrow money to buy the house. And I don't know that it's a walk-in thing. It's probably on the phone. Or you look up and read reviews and, as best you can, pick out who you're going to go see. So would you include American Equity Mortgage for that? They have done thousands and thousands and thousands of mortgages. And in addition to that, if you are a homeowner, or once you become a homeowner, this is the go-to company for money, for loans. Your home mortgage is a loan, but that is a loan that opens the door to another great loan for you when the time comes that something comes up you don't have the money for, because you have now a home which has equity, and that means a lot when you go to borrow money. They've done it for a lot of people, thousands of people. They do it for you. They'd love to. They're American Equity Mortgage. They've been with us 25 years on this show, longer than anybody else. If for no other reason than your AM and the PM, give them a shot at your mortgage business or your debt consolidation business or your home equity loan. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999. Now we get a chance to get rid of your frustrations, your electronic, your techno gadget frustrations. Which TV to buy? How come I can't get my smartphone to do whatever? Which, when I'm shopping, how many gigabytes? You know, those questions that I don't know the answer to, and you don't either. Thank goodness you can call here, and Jose Hernandez will answer them for you. Anything about something you own or thinking about buying, if it's electronic and it has to do with social media communications or your visual or audio pleasure, he's here to take care of you. He is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Window World. Here are the phone numbers you need to know, and I would call now if I were you. By the way, they say there's no such thing as a stupid question. Nah, yeah, there are. There's some pretty stupid questions. But even so, ask him anyway. He'll give you the answer. I've asked some myself. From most cell phones, star KTRS. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS. That KTRS, by the way, is 5877. Or 888-550-KTRS. Let's give a big old large morning show in the afternoon welcome to Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, before Jose gets going with this, I have a traffic bulletin.
Well, then you need to scamper on down to the traffic center. He's getting in the tube. Hang on. There he is. He's in there.
Oh, yeah, down here already.
They put a, it's called an EETS, entry and exit tube silencer. Normally, we used to hear, and we don't even hear that anymore.
No.
Boy, it sounds busy down there. What's going on, Dan? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine, Frank.
What's going
on? Eastbound on 44, we want to thank Rich, our truck driver that calls in all the time. Eastbound 44 at Hampton, there is a tire in the far left lane. So watch out for that tire. And the car that tire came off of is up on the shoulder a little further. So just be on the lookout for that. Eastbound 44 at Hampton, tire in the far left lane, and then the car a little further down. So
how many lives you might have just saved just now?
I hope lots.
All right. Now, let me show people what it used to sound like when you get in the tube and you'd be transported back here before we put the silencer on it.
Okay.
See? There he is. There he is sitting in the studio.
They don't
right
have
here.
It on that end, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's only halfway inside.
Oh.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. Okay. And now, the man of the hour, or the quarter hour, Jose Hernandez. Hello, Jose.
Hi, Frank.
Now it's your turn. Go ahead.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have you ever heard of a fidget spinner? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's cheap ones. There's these high-dollar ones that have, like, forever bearings in them that'll just spin and spin and spin and different colors and lights. What was it? What was the little discs people used to carry? Pogo discs, Ian?
Pogs.
Pogs, yeah. It's kind of pog-like.
Okay.
It's pet rockish. It's just, I don't know what you'd do with it, but you have one.
And right.
You can have
I have to have one.
Right.
Okay, I'll watch for them. What's going on?
Do you need one?
No. I don't need one.
We could get you all you would like, I'm sure.
That's all I need. Something else to get addicted to. I don't need that.
2008, you remember the BlackBerry Bold?
No.
Cell phone that had a keyboard on it?
Do you remember BlackBerry?
BlackBerry.
Oh, it folded like a little book.
No. Nope, it was a keyboard on one half and the screen was on the other half.
I didn't have one of
them. Well, BlackBerry has to make them again. They're called Key Ones now. If you're in love with having an actual touch tactile keyboard, you can get a Key One. It's a 4.5-inch screen. It's nice that it comes with a 3500 milliamp battery, so the life of the phone should be pretty long.
BlackBerry just refuses to give up, don't they?
They do. They do. You'd have think in 2009 they'd have figured out when Apple came out that they need to upgrade to something, but they didn't.
No.
Google's rolling out an anti-phishing feature for Gmail for Androids. Now if you click a link in your Gmail on your Android and you're going somewhere Google thinks is a suspicious link, you'll see a note that says this site you're trying to visit has been identified as a forgery. And to trick you into disclosing financial, personal, or sensitive information. This came about late last week. Google Docs got a phishing scam inserted into it. So Google's trying to be proactive and get ahead of it. 10 years ago, 15% of households were wireless as far as phones go. The U.S. Department of Health announced last week 50.8% are now without landlines, as are 70% of adults between 25 and 34.
No surprise.
Cord cutters. Usually it says people living in poverty are more likely to have cell phone only as opposed to a landline and cell phone.
Oh, yeah, because they get it from the government.
Correct. And last but not least, the first part of this year, Fitbit sold 2.9 million units. Apple finally has unseated them as the number one wearable. Apple sold 3.5 million watches in the first quarter of the year.
Before we take calls, I have a quick question. I think almost everybody has received these calls. Hi, I'm Amy with Card Services. Okay, that's how it starts. Mm-hmm. You answer the phone, it's a real person. She's with Card Services. There's no problem with your credit card. We just have to ask you. And so this last one that came, I said, which card?
Yeah.
And she said, your credit card. I said, which one? Well, she took a while. Yes, MasterCard. I said, read me the number.
Right.
She says, well, we're not allowed to do that for security reasons. I says, you think I'm stupid? I said, you think I'm stupid? How many stupid people actually give you? And what she said to me, you can go to hell, and hung up. Yeah, that's the first one of those I've had.
Funny.
Well, you can go to hell. Great. That's over.
Yeah. Microsoft, the IRS, and your credit card companies are not going to call you.
And I feel bad
issues.
For people who've never heard the words of Jose Hernandez, because they would know that if they listen. Let's start with Steve. Steve, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Jose. I'm AM and a PM.
Thank you, Steve.
Hallelujah. I hope this isn't in the category of a stupid question, but I have an iPhone 6 Plus. Years ago, when you had the iPhone 3 and the older versions of it, you used to have to back it up on your computer using iTunes. But does this iPhone 6 go to the cloud? Do I still have to plug it into a computer and back it up?
Do you have your iCloud enabled?
Yeah, I have it enabled on my phone. Is it backing up automatically, or do I have to plug it into my computer still?
I don't know if it backs it up automatically to your iCloud.
It does if you set it.
Yeah, you have to configure it to do so.
Okay, I can go into the phone and configure it.
Well, you can go into settings, and you'll come across backup. And touch that one, and then see what it tells you. It may say this phone was backed up, 3 hours ago.
Okay, all right, sounds good. I have never tried that. I didn't know that was a feature. Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
Hey, iCloud, because I just have an iPhone 6 now that I've been dealing with. Is the iCloud cost extra on your bill?
That's a great question. I don't even know.
I don't know. I don't think so, at least for the base amount.
Yeah.
I don't think it does either. But I didn't want to say this while Steve could hear me. That was a really stupid question.
No.
I'm kidding, Steve. I'm kidding. There are no stupid questions. Jim is next. Jim, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. Hey, in the peak.
Thank you. Well, okay, close enough.
Hey, I got a recommendation. It's a device that you hook up to your garage. your garage door opener. You can actually buy them, the openers with this in it, but if you have an older garage door opener, it's called Next Garage. And I'm sure there's quite a few people out there who are like me that, I close the garage door, that I, you know, things like that. It's a little device that hooks up to your garage door opener that you use through an app on your phone. You can tell anywhere in the world whether your garage door is open or closed, and you can open it or close it.
Wow.
I've had it about 2 months. The thing works great.
I love this. What's it called?
Next Garage, N-E-X-X Garage. I bought it on Amazon. It's like $85, and it's very easy to install, too.
Now, do you have a thermostat that talks to an app, too?
Yes, I do.
And do you have the refrigerator that tells you what needs to be ordered?
No, all my lights are run through TP-Link through my Amazon Echo. I can shut everything on and off on my cell phone just by talking to my Amazon Echo. But the garage thing is the coolest thing I've got because I got little kids. They tend to leave the garage door open when you're not home. But it works great.
Yeah, but I thought you were going to say, I've got a friend who ordered this thing from Amazon. I thought you were going to say it was what he has. What he has is simply you install it on the motor. And if the garage is open more than 5 minutes, it automatically closes the garage because it knows you forgot to close the garage door. I like your idea better. I like the phone thing. I'm going to check on that.
Yeah, you install it on your motor. It's just two wires. The two wires that are in on the back, that's how you install it. And then there's a little line that goes out for your sensor. Other than that, I mean, it's very easy to install. Works great. I've had it 2 months. Works great.
Does it require Wi-Fi or cellular?
Wi-Fi.
Okay. All right. Good idea. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
An electronic suggestion, not a question. Mm. We'll take them. Jerry, say hi to Jose Hernandez.
Jerry's gone.
And Scott, it's like your lucky day. You'd be glad Jerry took off because now it's yours. Say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, and I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Scott.
Scott, if you can hold on for a second, I just got a notice that says iCloud storage is free for the first 5 gigabytes.
That's a lot.
After that, you can get up to 50 gigabytes for 99 cents a month.
No, that's a good deal.
Cool.
Okay. All right, Scott.
Go ahead, Scott.
Okay. Hey, I have a question. We're going from a two-story home. We're buying a ranch, and it occurred to me that we have all these outlets, and we currently have cable TV, which may or may not change, but isn't there some way nowadays to get TV wherever you want it to be? Like, why do you have to constantly be hooked to a cable or an outlet or something? There's got to be a better way that I don't know about.
I know that UVerse, the AT&T product, offers the ability to have television receivers that are Wi-Fi.
Okay.
I can tell you this. Dish, not DirecTV, but Dish, you only wire one DVR to your dish outside. Every other room requires no coax cable to be run. You plug them in the wall, and through Wi-Fi, they are your satellite receivers, and anything you've got recorded on that main DVR is recorded on those satellite units.
Okay, thank you, guys. So Dish, and what was the other one that I need to look into?
UVerse is the other one.
Okay. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Bye.
Right. We're here to help. Ben, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hey, Jose. How are you doing?
Good, Ben. How are you?
Wonderful. Hey, I have it's kind of a computer question. It's actually about the cryptocurrencies. I don't know if you know a whole lot about them.
You mean like Bitcoin?
Right. Well, there's a new one out that's actually called the Ethereum Project.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you knew anything about that.
I don't know anything specifically about that one. I know that there's about 90 different cryptocurrencies currently available.
All right. And what are your thoughts on cryptocurrencies in general?
It's a decentralized way of having a currency that's not attached to a government or a bank.
Yes, I love the idea.
It's okay until somebody steals your account number, because then once they get the currency, there's no... Like, if you go out and charge something with your credit card, and while you're doing it, the people you're charging it from take your number, and they go buy stuff, You can call a credit card company and go, I didn't buy surfboards in Hawaii this morning. That wasn't me. If somebody gets hold of your crypto locker, the security information for that, they can buy whatever they want. You don't have any recourse because it's not a centralized banking system.
Well, on 99% of the crypto wallet you use,
yes,
the code is, it's always changing. It
yes.
rotates it.
Yeah, it rotates
so,
it.
So if you use it once, that doesn't mean that on when you use the next transaction, you'll have exactly the same wallet code as you had prior.
Correct.
So it's
six of one after the other. You know, everybody thinks, you know, it's a mystery and a miracle every time I put an ATM card and money comes out because I'm counting on the bank to actually give me that money when I ask for it. Cryptocurrency is kind of the same thing. You're hoping it's there. Cryptocurrencies, especially Bitcoin, is a lot more volatile than other currencies. They go go up and down in price hundreds of dollars a day.
That's true. All right, sir, I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you, Ben. It sounded like Ben didn't want to hear anything bad about the cryptocurrency. He's convinced it's the way to go. I don't know enough about it to say if it is or it isn't. But
You skip Sean, though.
Well, we can pick him up as our last caller. Sean, sorry I skipped you. I didn't mean to. Say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Hey, Sean.
How you guys doing?
Good. Good.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. All right, I'll make it quick. The garage door piece that you guys were talking about earlier, I have my garage door is by Chamberlain. It's about 2.5 years old. Has that same deal where you can open it and close it via an app on your phone. It works awesome. The TV piece you guys were talking about, I have PlayStation View, and it's $35 a month. You don't have to pay a monthly subscription for all these other devices or things like that. And it's internet-based TV, so you can buy like an Amazon Fire Stick for $30 and have essentially the same thing for every TV in your home. The downside is you have to have a really fast, wireless internet provider coming in. And then my question, do you know, so I have an iPhone, and I got rid of the iCloud storage piece just because it was so expensive. But is there, so I got the OneDrive through Microsoft,
yes,
and it's like 5 terabytes for $100 a year. And you also get Outlook 365 with that. But do you know of a way to back up your iPhone on the OneDrive? I know that you can do photos and things of that nature, but like contacts and other things just doesn't work well.
What I'd recommend doing is firing up your iTunes on a PC.
Okay.
And then backing up your iPhone using iTunes to the PC. And then just move that back up to your OneDrive.
Oh, perfect. Let's do that then.
All right.
Excellent. That's all I got.
Thank you, Ben. I have no idea what you told Sean. I have no idea what you told him to do. To your OneDrive.
Yeah, Microsoft has the equivalent of the iCloud. It's called the OneDrive. Google Drive is the other one. And so basically he's got storage space through the Microsoft version of the cloud.
Okay. If you didn't get a chance to get through, here is Jose with his very own email address.
tech.questions@ktrs.com.
All right, thank you. Jose Hernandez, everybody. Thank you, Jose.
You're welcome.
Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. The Trivia Night's coming up 1 week from this Saturday. I'm going to put the squeeze on somebody for some money. You're making me nervous, and I don't like it. Jose will be back next Monday. We're going to take a little traffic break, and then John Londoff will be with us. I'd like to introduce the guy who introduces traffic, Dan Strauss.
Oh, thank you so much, Frank. Here is Tim Weiland.
About 13 years ago, I met this next guy, and it changed his life and saved his business. Please say hello to John Londoff, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How are you doing?
Having a good day. How about you?
Yes, indeedy. I am having a good day.
Yes-siree Bob. I guess it would be Yes-siree Frank.
Sounds like you're shuffling a bunch of papers. Are those invoices, sales, bills of sale for cars and trucks sold
for
our listeners?
You know, Frank, in operation here, I'm just nonstop.
I know.
I just keep moving. I can talk to you. I can answer an email, and I can adjust a few papers on my desk because there's been a busy day, so there's still a lot of work for Johnny to do here today. Okay, buddy?
This
isn't popping into that studio, you know, do your
power
show and beat it. You know, I mean, I got to work, man. I got to work. I mean, what I do, it ain't easy. I'm just telling you right now, it's not easy, but.
You know, I'm tempted to say to you, every time you talk about how easy my job is, I pop in the studio, I'm tempted to say, why don't you come in here one afternoon and you do the show? But I'm afraid it will be better. So I can't do that because it very possibly would be a better show. So,
you've said that, you know, what we talked about was that, you know, you would come here.
I know, it's talk.
In the morning,
we talked about it, yeah.
You'd sell cars for a couple hours.
Right.
We would go to the studio together, and I would pop in. I'd probably be there and see what happens.
Just but here's the difference. It's apples and oranges. You can't say that one is equal to the other because I don't know anything about selling cars. I could meet people and go, hey, how about a car? And they go, sure. I mean, but I don't know the ins and outs. And let's say there's a service department needed. So I don't know how to do all that. Where this... Pretty much anybody could do this. You just come in and sit down and start talking. See? So it would be easier for you to appear to be better at this than it would for me to be good at being a car dealer. Car salesman, I think I could do that. But you're not a car salesman. You run the dealership. And I've seen your office and I've seen the mountains of papers. I don't even know when you sit down and look at it how you know where to start. Messages.
Oh, believe me, I do, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
I do, buddy. I know exactly where to start. That's just roll the sleeves up and get working.
You know what heals me, and I know you know what I'm talking about. The people, when they find out you have a business, they go, oh, well, he's got his own dealership. Like, that means you won the lottery, and you don't have to really work for a living. They have no clue. And I'm talking about any small business. I'm talking about the little grocery store or the hardware store. And families are the worst. You know, if people in your family... think that you work for yourself. Oh, well, he can take off whenever he wants. They don't get it. They really don't get it. And they just assume that, one, you're making a ton of money. Two, you don't work very hard. And three, you somehow were just lucky. No, it doesn't work that way. I've told people for years, the boss usually works about three times as much as any of the employees. They take it home with them. Employees don't.
It's hard work, but I, you know, hey, I love it. I was brought up to work hard. I mean, I just loved working. And what kid, you know, back in the, you know, mid to late 60s wouldn't want to work around a car dealership? And even today, cars are unbelievable and it's fun. But, you know, in our arena, it's just not retail sales. It's just not, you know, the financing of the vehicles. And it's a service department. It's a parts department. And then it's the administrative, bringing everything together. It's like, you know, several different businesses. I mean, the new car department is vastly different from the new trucks because of the models and the product. So,
and then in recent years, something your dad didn't have to deal with, the whole social media thing and the website and changing. Here's the other thing, folks. My website is a joke. It's frankopinion.com, and it's essentially just a sponsor reference list. Businesses like car dealers or furniture stores, they have to change that site every day because the inventory changes. Oh, that one sold. That one came in. That one's somebody's got to constantly be messing with it like that. And your dad didn't have to deal with all that.
No, no. And, you know, but you have to, you know, wrap yourself around that social media. And some people feel like, oh, I got a customer can get, you know, and they can post a Facebook posting and or they can, you know, give you a terrible review. Well, you know, we just ask our AM and the PM customers to give us a quick positive review because it's obviously you don't stay in business for 75 years by not making the great majority of people happy. You know, sometimes a little bit of the social media posting and everything else, you know, it's kind of a little bit like terrorism. If you have a situation, come see me. I'm not going to run away. I don't hide. I'm here, and we have a great team for the retail end, the finance end, and, of course, service and parts. Don't have a body shop. Don't want to have a body shop. I think it all stems back from when I was a kid. By the time I got to the body shop to clean it, I was exhausted from doing the showroom floor, doing the service department. By the time I got there, it was so filthy. I mean, it was just disgusting. And it just, I'm like, I don't think I want, it's tough work. I mean, you know, a really good body technician is like a master painter. I mean, just a just what the work they do. I mean, technicians today working on cars are unbelievably talented because of technology, and it's going to get even more technically advanced. The cars and trucks, and that's why we have delivery coordinators that help us go over the entire vehicle, and we even have a lot of video online at lawnduff.com, which will help you. You know, when you buy the car and you're excited and we're going over everything and you're only taking maybe 50% in if you're lucky, and then a few days later you're like, what's this button? What does this do? And we just want to make sure that our great customers, the great AM and PM customers, know that they are going to get tremendous service after the sale and have fun, like adorable listeners Rebecca and Philip Lancia, L-A-N-C-I-A,
Lancia,
from Troy,
yeah.
Missouri. What's that?
Troy.
Rebecca and Philip
Lancia.
Another. This is their, I think, third vehicle. Rebecca, listen.
Thank you, Rebecca. Philip, thank you.
Listen right now. And we both talked about, you know, like I'll stream online and listen online, but something about being in my car and listening. And I just know that maybe sometimes someone sees me because I'm laughing my head off at a joke or at a story or something. You got, and I'm like, man, I don't even care. But something about being in my car, because I try to get out of here at 5:15. I should stay until 6. So I think tonight I'm probably just going to stream online and listen, because you know I got to listen to the joke of the day.
Oh, it's a good one today. Now, what were the Lancia's first names again?
Rebecca and Philip.
Don't put up with some song and dance, ya. Buy from Landoff like Roberta Lancia.
Rebecca.
Sorry. I have to do it over now. Edit that out, PM. Three, two, one. Don't put up with some song and dance ya. Go to Landoff like Roberta Lancia. That's Rebecca.
Yeah,
Edit three, two, one. Don't put up with some song and dance ya. Buy from Landoff like Rebecca Lancia. Did you edit the other ones out?
Yes.
Okay, good. They won't hear that.
Great job, Frank.
Thank you.
I mean, that's your commitment. That's your commitment to your great listeners. You want to make sure you get it. I mean, you are a perfectionist.
I won't settle until it's perfect.
Dan, in the end, you know he's a perfectionist.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
we've gathered that right now.
Crazy.
So thank you very much. Just adorable couple. And love you. And Brad, Bradley Clanny, Brad Clanny and Mark Thornton and the team, John, Sam Monoff, they all stepped in and took.
No, we've never heard Brad Clanny's name before, have we?
No, I don't think so.
We've not heard that name, Brad Clanny.
He's like Bradley. He is a good, good, good guy.
What does Brad do?
He's a retail sales professional. Been with us about a year and a half, and wishes that he would have met us many years ago. He's been in the retail profession of cars and trucks for several years, and he's just a real gentleman and just does a great job. And just people love him because he's very upfront and honest and hardworking.
Now, how old is he, you think?
Ageless. He's probably close to my age. He might be a little younger than me.
Oh, young guy. Okay.
Yeah, young guy. You know, well, my dad's line used to be when he met a guy like when he was my dad, let's say, was 58, and the guy was 55, he'd say, hey, buddy. Respect your elders. You're like, you can say that to me because you're just a couple of years older than me.
No, I'm not going to say that to you.
I respect my elders, buddy. I want to make sure that, like, if we're going somewhere, I'll get the door first for you. Okay, I don't want you to, maybe stumble
fall
a little
and
bit.
Break a hip. Is that what you're trying to say?
I hope that doesn't happen. Got to be careful at our age.
Now, what was his name? Brad what? Clanny?
Bradley Clanny.
Brad Clanny. I'd like to now dedicate this next poem to anyone who's working with a dealer or a salesperson who's moving too slow. Are they moving real slow like some old granny? You need to take your business over and see Brad Clanny.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Oh, man.
Thank now you. We're going to talk about Aaron Telly. Aaron? Okay, Telly Tire.
Aaron Telly.
President and CEO, fourth generation. He contacted me via email a few months back, listens to the show, streams online, listens to the show. Might be listening when he's traveling from one location to the other. They have six locations. Opened up in 1942 at 40 and Big Ben. And the pictures and just really awesome on the history of their business. And, I mean, clean. You talk about a spotless, work area and back in the shop. You know, that's something that I'm very much a part of just because, it's a service center that still should be clean and neat for your employees, for your technicians, but for customers to look at and be impressed by. You talk about an impressive young man. Aaron, great meeting with you. I said, hey, I want to come out and see your operation. And I don't think Aaron's been here. We did all of this. We sold them five Chevy Sparks. They originally bought some Sparks late last year from one of our competitors. Terrible experience. And so he said, you know what, I've been listening to you, brutalized by Frank sometimes, and I felt sorry for you. So, no, he just said, just really likes the bantering that goes back and forth between the two of us. Sent me an email, and a few months later, we deliver them five Chevy Sparks. I will email you a picture of these Sparks so that you can put them maybe on the Frank Opinion Facebook page, because this is an unbelievable young man.
At Telly, you can buy tires and more, and it's so clean there, you can eat off the floor. Thank you.
You're on fire.
I know it. I can't help it.
Yeah, you guys.
I don't know where it comes from.
Oh, yeah.
Just probably the inspiration of knowing that you get to talk to me today.
That's a lot of it. Yeah.
Just knowing that you get to step into that studio with two rock stars like Dan and Ian.
Yep.
Huh? All right.
That's it.
And when you're done tonight, you get to go home to that beautiful, gorgeous young wife of yours.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Man.
That's what I was going to say.
Wow.
Phone number, please.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. We're here a lot. So what is it? How many days in a year? 365, 24/7. We're here. LawnDoc.com. That's what I'm trying to spit out. I'm just getting to talk to you is a highlight.
Exciting. It's exciting. Oh, after all these years, it's still exciting.
It is. But getting to talk to the AM and the PM crowd is awesome. So thank you all. And now, again, we're getting into listeners that are on their second, third, fourth, fifth vehicle. And I can't thank you enough for listening, but also coming to Johnny Law and Duff Chevrolet.
All right. Well, thank you, and we'll talk soon.
All right,
John. Thanks. Bye-bye. John Londoff. You know where he is. Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County. Now, somebody out there is in a real good mood at this, the end of your workday. You're driving home and you're in a good mood. You know why? Because you're leaving the place you're working now, and you cannot wait to break it to them. By the way, I'm leaving. I got a new job. You're changing jobs. Good for you. Now, that usually is a good thing. Sometimes people change jobs and it's not a good thing. It's because they have to. They read the tea leaves and they know there's downsizing coming or they've been bought out or something. But generally, it's a good thing. If it involves moving a 401k, you need to know some stuff. Same thing is true if you retire or any other kind of retirement account for that matter. There are others besides 401k, but that's the most popular and the best known. You need to talk to somebody. And the reason you do is you're going to have some questions. What do you do with that money? Do you roll it over? Should it be put in an IRA? What are the timelines? How much time do I have? Is there a penalty? How much penalty? Blah, 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 blah. Mark and Jason, over 28 years, strong practice. They are financial advisors with Stifel. Nicholas Stifel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. And if you currently have a financial advisor, so what? There's nobody that will tell you a second opinion is a bad idea. It's not. It's a good idea. You set up the meeting by calling them, and their number and everything you need to know is on their website. It's markandjason.com.
Time for the singers to sing. As you know, the Bill Cleveland segment changed gears. And, hey, pretty good. He's on the road. That works perfectly. And now he's telling you where great places are to see by yourself or with your family. And here he is from the road, or he will be soon, Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. How's it going?
Going great, Bill. How about you?
Doing well. It's Monday, so we do Museum Monday, as you know, and we're headed out today to Burlingame, California. This is a small California town, but it is known for having the Museum of Pez memorabilia. Remember Pez candies?
Yeah.
I may be the only kid that never had one of those. I know what it is. Yeah, but I never
had started
one.
Back in 1927. It was actually a breath mint, and then, of course, developed in the a candy, as you know, and of course those dispensers that people have collected. At this particular museum out in Burlingame, California, they have every Pez dispenser that has ever been made in their collection. You can go and you can check it out. They have the world's largest Pez dispenser there. It's 8 feet. It's a snowman. And they have a lot of little collectible ones that are worth a lot of money. They have one. I didn't even know this. Apparently back in the day they made Pez dispensers where you could actually change the face, kind of like a Mr. Potato Head kind of thing.
Whoa.
The pieces were kind of interchangeable. Obviously, kids would, you know, choke on the pieces, so they stopped making those. But if you have one, happen to have one in the packaging, it's worth $5,000. So if you happen to hang on to one of those. And one other really interesting thing they have there at the museum, they have a Hitler Pez dispenser.
Oh,
you can believe
that. Oh, my goodness.
You can believe that. That wasn't a sanctioned one, but somebody did design a Hitler Pez dispenser. So if you want to learn more about that or other travels across America, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com or follow me at Facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad.
All right. Sign off any way you like.
All right. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 515 KPRS. See ya.
I got an idea for a sign off. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on the Big 550.
I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road and on the Big 550.
Oh, see, it's perfect. It's perfect. Thank you.
So smooth.
1 week from this coming Saturday night is May 20th. That is the Window World Trivia Night. Now, here's what's going to happen. People with money who are listening now who can cut loose of 1,000 or two, you know you can. Either you hate little children who are sick. I'm really doing a number on them. Or you don't have any money. But I'm not talking to people who don't have any money. I'm talking to people who have money. And I'm going to go lightly and easily here today. But as we get closer to the 20th, we have four people we need to put at our table. It's 10 people at a table. We have six. Okay? We need two couples. It's going to cost you. Because every penny goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. I'll leave it there for now. You want to cough up some money? Here, I'll set the table with this. It's Dan and Sandy, and Peon and Angela, and Paul and his wife. Paul is a listener, a very generous listener who paid $2,500 to be at the table. You don't have to pay that much, but that would be great if you can. We need two more couples. I'm not kidding. Or next week, there's going to be a day, the whole show will just be, we'll play music, and I'll wait for somebody to call. We'll just do that. Now, it'll be the whole show, and you don't want that. So, window world, what else do you need to know? Oh, yes, that they're the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You call them, they come out to your house, give you an estimate to exactly what it'll cost to swap those crappy builder-grade windows for some window world windows. Please don't go away because the highlight of the whole show is coming up. Underwear, or both. You can be in your underwear in your car. I like that.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
the air.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit and we think you'll get lots of
9 inches long and an inch wide.
Wow. An inch wide. Leave it to Paul Harris to interject that kind of crap.
Yeah, Harvey.
Who was
Paul
it?
Harvey.
Oh. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 8th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by the Good Feet Store, or stores, plural, because there are two in the St. Louis area. They're all over the United States.
Now, how could that be? How could a store turn in a bunch of... Oh, I'll bet it's because lots of people have found the pain relief they were looking for at the Good Feet store. And hopefully you will, too. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
All right, let's go around the room. Let's go clockwise, shall we? Start at the 12 o'clock position as I sit here. That means looking straight ahead to Eon, the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to change jobs, that's the perfect time to talk to Mark and Jason, and they can go over...
What do you think the perfect time would be?
When you're changing jobs.
Oh, I guess I missed that. Yeah.
And they can go over what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Just back from Nashville, Tennessee.
That's right, man.
Dan Strauss down there mingling with the Tennessee people. Mm-hmm. And I can do that because I was bodily there the first 15 years of my life. Only I sounded more like this. And I shuck it off. And you better be glad you weren't down there longer because you pick it up if you're down there.
I know.
You don't down there for too long. You come back, your voice is rent.
Yeah.
Dan Strauss is in the house, and by the way, that's a word I heard the entire time I grew up. Rent.
I know.
You left it out of the fridge, and now it's rent.
Rent.
Yeah. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great, and I will say, I have a short story, kind of an addendum to the Burke segment.
We don't get many Burke addendums.
No. So I have something to add on to that.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. How about you, Peon?
Oh, I'm riveted.
Hi, everybody.
Right. We'll be right with you after I introduce this this person. He Behemoth, who's in charge of security and loves his work, as you can tell. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Jen.
And I'm one of those people who I can't stand those green peas, the kind they put in pot pie and the shepherd's pie. It ruins two great dishes.
It ruins it.
They're burnt. If you put peas in them, you've burnt them. That's what you did, as far as I'm concerned. You put peas in there, you just burnt your pot pie, and you just burnt your shepherd's pie. All right? And Rat Boy knows lots of kids can't stand green peas, and he has come up with a solution and a way to get them to eat their peas. His product is called, what's it called?
Cheese peas.
Think of an M&M. Think of an M&M where the chocolate is coated in candy. He's going to coat the peas with cheese.
Huh.
I think he's on to something. Cheese peas.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now you got something finally. Good luck with that, Red Boy. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yep. Oh, yes. Yay. I'm the great pretender. Thank you. Thank you so much. Brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. What was that? What was the noise?
What's the noise?
You guys hear that?
No.
It's like a whistle and a pop.
Really?
Are we being bugged? Okay. You never know. Sometimes radio stations, they get jealous and they bug you. We're brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. I am really glad. It looks as if we have left that era where any woman over 50 wore those lace-up granny boot shoes, those ugly grandma shoes.
And like orthopedic shoes.
Yeah, every old woman wore. They had a big, thick heel made out of like a wooden block or something, and they had 600 eyelets and lace up. And old people don't need to have to lace up shoes like that. They got arthritis, for goodness sakes. But all old women wore those shoes.
And nuns used to wear them, too.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Nuns. All nuns wore them.
Lunch lady shoes.
Yes.
That's right. Lunch lady shoes. And it was all part of the, hey, let's see if we can look a lot older than we are era that we went through. We don't have that anymore. In fact, you can have correction to the way you stand and walk. A slight correction on the surface, because you're not going to fall over or have to learn to walk again, but a major change in the way you feel for a lot of people, which brings me to the Good Feet Stores. They don't sell, yes, I know there are orthopedic shoes, and they're generally pretty ugly, and you keep your shoes. You got some favorite shoes. Hey, you guys have any Skechers?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I do.
Like paper. They're weightless.
I'm wearing them right now.
Aren't they great?
Oh, they're awesome.
Free plug for Skechers. So you keep your Skechers or your SOS or your Rockports or whatever. if we get the fancy dress shoes, Cole Haan. You know, I can't name four men's dress shoes. Cole Haan, Johnston and Murphy.
Nunnbush.
Nunnbush. That's it. I'm done.
What?
No, I'm done. Nunnbush. Are you serious? You've never heard of Nunnbush?
I've heard of Cole Haan or whatever that is, but that's the only one.
No. Nunnbush is an old name in men's shoes. And, yeah. And Johnston and Murphy. And I'm not kidding.
I've never heard of that one either.
Well, you don't ever dress up. You're not like me and Dan.
No.
We're always dressing up.
I mean, I've had dress shoes before, but yeah, I don't even pay attention to what the brand is. I mean,
Tom McCann.
Oh, there you go. Is that still around?
I think it is.
But we don't know.
No, I'm not sure.
How often, Dan, do you think you buy a pair of dress shoes?
Oh.
Say every 10 years?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yes. 10 to
me.
15 years.
That's me.
It's either,
you don't wear them enough.
A wedding or my wedding and my sister's wedding is probably the last two times.
I've got like a pair or two of leather shoes. They're just waiting for somebody to die.
Yeah.
Because that's when I'll probably wear them. Or somebody to get, no, I'm kidding. Or get married.
I know.
And when I take them down, I always have to knock the dust off of them because they're dusty.
Yeah.
Because I haven't worn them. Now, back to the subject at hand, which is good for you. Keep those shoes. You don't have to get new shoes, but if your leg hurts, foot hurts, knee hurts, hip, back, it is possible. Obviously, if your foot's hurting, it's coming from somewhere in your foot, but it's possible those other pains could be originating from a place in your foot that's not very happy because it's got an unfair share of weight being thrown onto it. That can be altered at the Goodfeet stores. You don't need an appointment. Just go in. Here's what will happen. They'll ask you where the pain is. Then they'll ask you to take your shoe off, not your sock. That can be embarrassing. Wear clean socks. You know, like your mom said, wear clean underwear. When you go into Goodfeet, for goodness sakes, wear clean socks. I like to wear new socks, you know, if I'm going to be taking my shoe off. And then by looking at that impression you've made, they'll start the process, and it won't take them long. And if they bring out the insert that works, you'll know it because you'll get up and put it in your shoe. You'll walk around, and you'll go, ooh, this is a lot better. There you go. You're done. As I said, no appointment necessary. Now, where are these Goodfeet stores, you ask? One is on Olive, west of 270, catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays. And the other is in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. The Goodfeet stores. And now, Dan Strauss with an addendum to the Burke segment.
Thank you so much,
You're
Frank.
Welcome.
Last night, we were at the Tim Reynolds' Dave Matthews concert in Nashville, Tennessee.
Now, does Tim Reynolds know who you are?
Well, I've introduced myself several times.
Yeah, but does he really know who you are? I mean,
no, he doesn't.
Okay.
No, he doesn't remember me at all. But we were there last night, and all of the sudden, and this happened twice within a 10-minute span, somebody in either the row ahead of us or just, I think it was the row ahead of us, floated an air biscuit.
Mm. For those who don't know, there will be people who don't know what that means. Cut the cheese.
Yeah, cut the cheese. Oh man, it was.
That's an easy way to do it at a concert. Because there's no way you're tracking that.
Well, one, you can't hear. It's silent because of noise. And two, good luck tracking it.
And it was one of those that just came up and it started. And it's like, oh.
It
and
built.
Then it moved all the way down. And everybody's looking going, what is that?
Now, how do you know it was cheese cutting? How do you know somebody didn't have an accident?
Well,
in their pants.
The second time it permeated up, I yelled.
So it went
out,
away. There was a time.
Yes.
If somebody had an accident in their pants,
it would be lingering.
Yeah,
I think
it
so.
Go away.
And so the second time,
Dan, let's just. It was you, wasn't it?
No, I would own up to it because
I think
it was,
you would.
It was pretty impressive.
I think you would.
But, it was very impressive. But, and I just yelled out, who? And I didn't say pooped
you
in their pants.
You said who F'd the F-A-R word?
Who S-H'd in their
pants.
Oh,
my goodness. Dan, you're representing the show when you're out like that.
Yeah. What the
heck? Well, I know, but it was like, the second one was just like brutal.
Yeah.
It was just, and we're all just looking, and then all of a sudden everybody started laughing. And a couple people turned, too, when I yelled that out, and they're like, yes! Who did?
You know what they're all thinking?
It was me.
He who smelt it dealt it.
I know. I thought about that. Yeah. I thought about that.
That's why
role.
You never want to be the first one to speak up, because it makes you look guilty.
No, I know.
But, oh, man, it was brutal. But then that was it. Because there are some other things that you smell at a concert, and it's nothing like that.
No.
It's more like a skunk or skunky stuff smell.
What?
Mm. Yeah.
I've never smelled a skunk at a concert.
Oh. No. Oh, you haven't?
Weird. No.
Really?
Oh. That's a very distinctive smell.
Yeah. Yeah. It's skunky weed.
There's weed that smells like a skunk?
Oh, yeah.
No, thank you.
Oh, yeah. When you and that's supposed to be really good when it smells like that.
All right. Now, if anybody enjoyed that story, we play sometimes best of.
Yeah.
The best of the shows that we've done. That'll be right up there with the...
That's going in the vault.
I bet it is. All right, now I'm going to ask each of you a question, and you tell you tell the truth when I ask this. Have you ever, like, sneezed and had that oops accident where it wasn't just air that came out? I will tell you right now, I've had it happen.
Oh.
Coughed or something.
No, I don't know if it's ever happened with that, but I've sometimes tried to trust that it was just going to be air.
Oh, taking a chance.
Whoa. That's...
Exactly. That's I've never sneezed where it's done that, but you're like,
I've tried, trust some gas before, and it didn't.
You can never trust it. You can't trust
it. You folks out there listening, this is disgusting. You've done it, too.
It's happened to everybody.
Especially the older you get. The older you get, and I'll just say it, you can never fart.
Man, well, I'm not looking forward to being that age.
Men or women, you can't.
See what you have to look forward to? Young people. Not much.
No, I don't think it's ever happened with a sneeze or a cough, though. But I could see how that, especially if you're ill at the time, you know, if you're...
Or just even if you're just on the brink of being not, you know, ill.
Right.
Now, I know this makes me really even more of a weirdo, but Bill was talking about this Pez. I've never owned a Pez dispenser. I've never tasted Pez. It's candy, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a sugary...
How did I miss this? I don't... Never once.
Your kids probably did.
Maybe. Isn't it gross? Like somebody slit his throat and this stuff comes out of his throat or something?
Yeah,
pretty much.
But you open up his head.
It's a cartoon character, so.
Yeah, I missed that somehow. Sorry. Over the weekend, my wife and I watched 13 episodes of Hand of God. It's an Amazon program on Amazon. If you don't have Amazon, you're going to be able to see it till later, but we watched all of season one, and nine of those, and then one, two, three, I think four of the second season, which would be like 13. It's tremendous, but I'm fascinated by the guy who stars. His name is Ron Perlman. Now, Ron Perlman was also in a TV series many years ago called Beauty and the Beast. He was the Beast. He is one of the ugliest people. Like Steve Buscemi. Now, anybody who says, well, that's not very nice. Well, let me just say that you do not think Steve Buscemi is butt ugly? He is. He's a really ugly guy. So was Jack Elam. He was in a lot of Westerns. He had one eye that went one direction and another one went the other direction. He's just an ugly guy.
Oh, I just brought up a picture of him. He looks like a Neanderthal.
Yes, that's a very good description. His head is weird.
Yeah.
It's shaped weird. It's big. It's long. He is an ugly guy.
It's like he's one couple down the chain on that evolution chart.
No, that's exactly what he looks like. Now, he's got a monkey head. Now, at what point did this guy, Ron Perlman, I'm glad he chose acting. He's done some, he was Sons of Anarchy. He was on Sons of Anarchy. He did Beauty and the Beast. He's a man of God. But at what point did this guy look in the mirror and go, I think I'm going to be a movie star? I mean, he is an exception to the rule, just as Steve Buscemi is. There's nothing about Steve Buscemi that would scream movie star, but he's a great actor. And I think Perlman, in the right roles, is a good, and this Hand of God, whew. This is like Bloodline, Breaking Bad. It's right in there. Good series. You get a chance, take a look, see what you think.
I was going to say, if you ever watch the hockey playoffs, which I know you're glued to the TV playoffs are on, the Washington Capitals coach, I can't remember his name, he looks like a Neanderthal. That was perfect. That reminded me of him. If you see him on TV sometimes, his head is huge, and he's just... ugly. He's just an ugly
guy. And we're not being mean. We're just telling the truth.
No, it's like, wow.
Guys like Ron Perlman make me actually feel better about myself.
Yeah.
Because I'm not that ugly, okay? So there you go. ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I've been told this for a while. This is a horrible setup because it's a bank robbery, and it's some ruthless, mean, black ski mask, black gloves, black body stocking robbers. And they're in a bank. Not First Community Credit Union. They're not going to tolerate that stuff. But they're in a bank, and their guns are drawn, and the ringleader is the guy doing all the talking. And he's just got the eye holes and the mouth hole. He's just black hood, all black satchel. And so he's bossing everybody around. You, put your hands up. Get over there. Lie down. Everybody lie down. Get behind the teller's window. Empty out that cash drawer. You, get in the vault. He's ordering people around, and he's frantic. He's just all over the place. And somehow, in the course of his running and jumping over the teller's thing, his ski mask snags on something and is pulled off of his head. And there's his face. And he's told everybody, get down on the floor. And as soon as it comes off, he looks over and he sees a bank employee looking at him. He doesn't even hesitate. He just shoots a bank employee. He thought about it there for about 1 second. Then he shot. Dead. Now everybody's hysterical and crying. He's just, shut up. Shut up. Keep your heads down. Anybody else see me? Anybody else get a good look at my face? You better speak up now. And of course, everybody head down except one guy who's a customer in the bank. And he just very meekly raises his hand. And the guy goes, you! Get your hand in the air. What? You saw me? You trying to tell me you saw my face? The guy goes, no. But I think my wife got a pretty good look at you. All right. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to find out what's going on in the world of Hollyweird. Which means it's time for Mike Evans at... What in the world?
What happened?
What was that noise?
I don't know.
Who slammed into a microphone?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Mike Evans is in Southern California. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. It is a fantastic restaurant and a fantastic market. Closed on Mondays. And you better make reservations for lunch and dinner at Annie Gunn's because it's that popular and that good. Gift cards, always a good idea. Here is Mike Evans.
That's what I'm talking about.
And how are you today?
Okay.
I every so often, I get emails from people going, does he really drink wine? Here, yes. Yes, he does.
I do.
They think it's a shtick and you're not really drinking wine.
You know, it's 3:45 here in the afternoon. I got up to do my morning shows at 3 a.m. I went out and played golf. I took the dog to the park. You know,
so this
I
is
just,
like,
I just
seven...
get out of the shower and I pour out and have a glass of wine.
This is like 7 or 7:30 for you.
Yeah.
Compared to when other people get up. Well,
so, what's, you know, that should
there's
be a
no problem. They just wondered if you really drank wine.
I do. Hey, and they want to send me wine, they can.
Have you ever tried any of Dave Matthews' wine? He has a whole
brand
of wine.
No, I'd love to try some of that wine and talk radio. Can you give me some?
See, he's got some freebies now.
Huh? I might be able to.
Can you give me some? Give me some. I'll talk about it on the radio, and I'll send their checks, and I'll tell everybody how great it is. Come on, man.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'll try and get you some.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pop quiz question three. Of these four people suffer from extreme panic attacks and have medication to control their problem. Name the name of the star who does not have the panic disorder. Emma Stone, Johnny Depp, Amy Schumer, Scarlett Johansson. Answer in a minute. Biggest story, but not confirmed, that the United Airlines passenger who was dragged off that flight did not get $2.5 million. Now word is, after his lawyer was paid, he got $5 million.
I'll take that.
Huh?
$5 million.
So, still a good deal.
Former President John Fitzgerald Kennedy's daughter. That's my daughter, Caroline Kennedy, is running for United States Senate.
Why are you doing Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice for John Kennedy?
What?
Why are you doing Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice?
You know what? See, that's
chicken
where you
butt.
Just pee on yourself.
I'll tell you what, chicken butt, five shits a cup, dipped in grease, want a piece?
Just that's sad.
Yeah, it was sad. You're right.
No, it was fabulous. You're sad.
Oh.
I do a great John F. Kennedy.
Well, then do it.
Like this, and,
then do it. If you do a great one, do the great one.
Open your ears,
you
homie.
Said,
take
do.
The earwax out of your ears. Odds and ends. Caitlyn Jenner's book is one of the biggest bombs ever, sold less than 1,000 copies last week.
Good.
Did you get your copy?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Lisa Marie Presley Keo Jackson Cage Lockwood needs a serious rehab. This according to her mom, Priscilla Presley, and her daughter, Riley Keo. So when you got your mother and your daughter both saying you need rehab, I think you should listen. Dennis Rodman insists, oh, come on, that North Korean president, Kim Jong-un, he's a character. He's a great guy. Of course, Dennis Rodman's visited him twice in North Korea. Rodman has offered to go to North Korea for Trump and try to hook them up.
Yeah, I don't think we need Dennis Rodman.
I don't think so.
As an ambassador of any
they
kind.
They just put another guy in jail over there in
North
Korea.
Yeah, fourth American.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trump took a Pasadena on that. Ryan Seacrest wants $15 million to take the hosting gig on the new American Idol on ABC. However.
And there's always a however in life.
American Idol producers really trying to get Carrie Underwood to host.
Really?
I like Carrie Underwood. I think she's great.
What the heck? That show went off the air because it was doing horribly, right?
Yeah,
I don't get
it. It wasn't doing horribly. It just wasn't doing what it was doing.
Well,
so
no show does.
It
show was in the top 10 every week.
So that means it pretty much ran its course, right? And so,
well, apparently ABC doesn't think so, and Fox, you know, got in a bidding war for it.
Yeah, Peon, you're stupid.
That's crazy.
You're stupid.
Look at
the
voice.
It's a pretty cheap show to make, and, you know, you're on, twice or three times a week? Sort of like Big Brother. It doesn't cost anything, but it's a moneymaker.
So why did Fox drop it?
Well, there was a problem with, what's the name of the owner's?
Fuller?
It starts with Simon Fuller, but it starts with an F. Fundamental or something. The production company had a problem with Fox, and they had a problem also getting the judges that they wanted because all the judges were going to leave.
So there's no talk about who will be the judge. Will it be the same ones that they ended with?
Nope, no, all new judges.
Yeah, man, good luck.
Yeah,
it'll still get decent ratings. Voice gets great ratings.
Yeah.
I think it's
America's Got Idol, you know, that's some of the dumbest stuff I've ever seen. It still gets good ratings. It's cheap.
What was the name of that show again? America's Got Idol.
America's
Have another drink.
Have another drink. Like sort of the punching bag for you guys, huh?
No, you're not.
No.
We're having fun with you.
You said America's Got Idol.
You said America's Got Idol.
I did.
Yes, you did.
Oh, you guys are freaking
now,
drunk.
See, you don't even want to admit.
You're drunk. Have another hit off the ball.
I'll tell you what. If we can play it back to you.
Have another hit off the ball.
$1,000 for backstoppers from you.
Meanwhile, anyway.
That's what I thought.
However.
No.
Some personal Hollywood history. Lucy Casado has died. Lucy Casado is 91 years old.
Yeah.
She interrupting me and crap.
That was not us.
No,
oh, yeah.
That was Bungie.
That's the annex.
Bungie. He's like a...
A friend of mine died and you're harassing.
He's an errand boy here.
It's really sad.
Go ahead.
Lucy Casado died. She was 91 years old, the owner of the tiny... 10-table fabulous little Lucy's L Adobe Cafe. It's located right across the street from the Paramount Studio Melrose lot. I've eaten there for decades and decades. Other people that I've seen in there over the years, I'm going way back. John Candy, Sally Field, Sting, Don Henley, Tom Hanks, Sonny and Cher, Jackson Brown, J-Lo, Mick Jagger, and only 10 tables of best Mexican food in town.
Lucy greeted everybody at the table as when they came in, just coming to their table with a smile. Also, there was a place where Governor Jerry Brown and Linda Ronstadt, they had a little, like, closet where they used to spend afternoons making whoopee and smoking dope when Jerry Brown was the governor for the first time and Linda Ronstadt. Those were the days, my friend. They were great old days in the 70s in Hollywood. She died. Nice lady.
Okay.
Want to make fun of her or something, maybe?
We don't know who she is.
Mm-mm. I just told you.
I know, but it doesn't have the meaning that it does to you. We weren't making fun.
How the blues doing?
What? Oh, that's a good one. Good one. That's for you, Dan.
I know.
That's his stake through your heart.
That hurt, Mike. Hurt. I'm rooting for the Oilers.
Me too.
Oh, that's great. I love the Oilers.
I do too.
If the Oilers go to the finals, I'm going to go watch, see all the games at Edmonton.
Good. I hope they do because Patrick Maroon.
I love Maroon.
Do you? He went to Oakville High School, the high school my daughter goes to. He played
it's
hockey.
A good
there.
Story.
Yeah.
I still love him. Yeah, it's a great story.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, you maybe write an article about that.
Okay, I will. My daughter was a hockey cheerleader too.
That's the whole article right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And finally. Yeah.
Finally.
You would think on Monday you guys wouldn't come at me with daggers and stuff.
No, you make it easy. I mean, you know.
Hey. Three of the four stars suffer from extreme panic or panic attacks, disorders. What does it take medication, crap for it? So, who does not have the panic disorder? Emma Stone, Johnny Depp, Amy Schumer, Scarlett Johansson, everybody listening, let's see how smart these guys are. They've been picking on me, been mean to me, treating me like a redheaded stepchild. These are the kind of people, Frank and these guys in the studio, you know, when they were kids, they would beat up other little kids for their lunch money.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah. All right.
I'll say, Dan. I'm going to go Emma Stone.
I will say Johnny Depp.
I will say Emma Stone.
See what I mean, people? See? Answer is Amy Schumer.
Oh.
Mike Evans, used to taking a beating at this time every day.
Oh, man, now I feel bad. Not.
Is above it all. Is above it all. Thank you very much for listening to the broadcast, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Oh, he tries to make an exit like he's a victim.
Yeah, I know.
He said America's got idle.
I know.
We didn't say it. He said it.
And for somebody who busts balls so much,
yeah,
he has
he cannot
such thin
take,
skin.
No,
oh,
no.
My goodness.
He cannot take criticism. And I didn't say
no.
that. Yes, you did. No, I did not say that. Okay. Maybe you can capture him and play it tomorrow for him. That was
that just
makes things
that
worse.
Whole report.
He'd say we edited it together.
Yeah.
He still wouldn't admit it. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're both next door to each other and east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And gift cards are always a good idea. Ballast Dental Care, you know I've gone there for 44 years. 44 years, the same dental clinic. I also want you to know that they are behind the Little Patriots Embraced Golf Shootout that's coming June 15th at the Missouri Bluffs. All the information on this the shootout is at frankopinion.com. You just go to sponsors, and it's all there. I'll give you a link to take you right to the event and how much money and the prizes and all that stuff. Little Patriots Embraced benefits the children of deployed service people. So check that out. Now, the other thing you need to check out is Ballast Dental Care, and you do that by making an appointment. You call and you make your first appointment. It will not be your last appointment for two reasons. Nobody's teeth last a lifetime without care, so you will at some point go back. The other reason it won't be your last appointment is you are going to say, not when you leave, but even before you leave, I never thought a dental clinic like this existed. This is unbelievable. I actually can't wait for my next appointment. There you go. Prove me wrong. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.